quiet room, while the weight of the work felt like shadows and gloom. I was sitting with President, knee to knee, feeling the failure of what I could be. The language was heavy, the finish so hard. I felt like a traveler, broken and scarred. I didn't think progress would ever arrive. I was just trying to keep the spirit alive. But he looked in my eyes with a smile so kind, to heal all the doubt that was clouded in my mind. He said, Veli, if only you could truly see the growth that is blooming, the man you will be. Your family, your father in heaven, and I, we see the progress while the days go by. That warm encouragement, simple and true, strengthened my soul and helped me pull. It wasn't a lecture or a grand design, just a moment of love that was purely divine. The perspective I held was forever changed, the way that I saw myself rearranged. The struggle was real, but the promise was more than any closed heart or a silent door. Now the years have all passed and I'm older today, but the words of that interview never fade away. When I see my children or the grandkids I love struggling with burdens or a push and a shove, when they can't see the light or the path they have trod, I remember the man who spoke for my God. I share the same love that he gave to me, helping them see what they can truly be. Thank you, President, for the eyes that could see the progress in them and the progress in me. The progress is there.